welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Monkey and the Engineer, an original story inspired by a song written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Penny Gardner and her family in Napanee, Ontario, Henry, Charlie, William, and Elin and their family in Concord, Massachusetts, Eli and Kieran and their family in Oakland, California, Daniel and Clara Kelly and their family in Leopardstown, Ireland, Malachi and Zeke and their family in Fort Collins, Colorado, Caleb Mauser and his mom in Corona, California, and Sebi and his family. Thank you so much, Sebi, Caleb, Zeke, Malachi, Clara, Daniel, Kieran, Eli, Elin, William, Charlie, Henry, and Penny. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have new Stories Podcast face masks available. Check those out, plus all of our other merch at storiespodcast.com/shop. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups! Do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! Monkey and the Engineer. Once upon a time, an engineer named Fuller was driving his great, gleaming train down the tracks. He was in the first car of the train, called the locomotive, and he was pulling levers and flipping switches, and the train seemed to fly along the tracks. Behind him, pulled along one after another, were train cars of all different shapes and sizes. He was pulling passenger cars and cargo cars and even a cattle car full of mooing milk cows. Altogether, the train made a terrific chugga-chugga-chatter-rumble-moo as it steamed across the country. Being an engineer could be lonely work, all by yourself in front of the train, but Fuller was never much lonely himself. A few years back, a strange passenger had come aboard with a baby monkey in a cage. The monkey was thin and bony and didn't look all that well. Fuller had always had a soft spot for animals, so he bought the monkey, named him Jerry, and nursed him back to health. These days, Jerry the monkey rode up in the locomotive with Fuller. The engineer had made his little friend a special stool, and the monkey happily sat looking out the windows, watching the levers and buttons, and chattering back and forth with Fuller all day long.
"We got a full train today, Jerry," the engineer said.
Jerry replied.
"I better ease off the engines on the ribbon bend, and we gotta check in with dispatch about the crossing traffic." "But for now, we have a straightaway through the heartlands. You wanna hit the throttle?"
Turning the big throttle was the monkey's favorite part. The steam whistled and rattled, and the wheels spun, and the wind roared, and the train hurtled down the tracks at 50, or even 60 miles an hour, pulling all the cars behind it, like chugga-chugga-chatter-rumble-moo. The morning passed happily for Fuller and Jerry and the rest of the train. The engineer followed the long sways and gentle yawns of the rails, and the monkey chattered on his stool. Just after noon, a small town appeared as a dot on the horizon. It grew steadily as they approached, and Jerry watched Fuller sing out his little stopping rhyme, his hands moving in unison.
Down throttle, latch shutton, pull lever, red button.
They coasted to a stop in the little town, where they'd get lunch and pick up a few passengers. The train chugged to a halt at the train platform, and the doors swung open. A few people got off, and a few got on.
"You want a sandwich, buddy?" Fuller asked.
"Ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ah!"
"All right, be right back."
The engineer climbed off the train, too. Now, usually when he went into a town, he shut off the train. This time, though, maybe because it was a short visit or maybe because he just forgot, Fuller left the train running. It made the best loud chugga-chugga noise, and Jerry happily bobbed up and down on his stool. He loved the engineer, he loved the train, and he loved all the noises. But what he loved most was the roaring wind as the train sped down the track. What he loved most was hitting that big throttle. Jerry's eyes went wide. His fur stood on end and his long tail twitched. He turned and, oh wow, the throttle was right there. The engineer was still off the train. The monkey knew he should wait, but then again, what would the harm be in a little practice ride? Jerry couldn't take it anymore. He leapt off his stool and grabbed the throttle and pulled it down. All of a sudden, the train lurched into motion and started to rocket off down the rails. This time, instead of a chugga-chugga-chatter-rumble-moo, it was chugga-chugga-whoa-clatter-moo!
"That engineer is out of his mind!"
shouted a passenger who nearly missed getting knocked over.
"What engineer?"
shouted Fuller, the engineer, coming out of the shop with a sandwich in either hand.
"Oh, no! That's my train!"
Fuller threw the sandwiches down and ran after the train. But he was too late. The last car was zipping out of the station, going fast and still picking up steam.
"Everyone look out!" he shouted. "There's a monkey in control of that train!"
Everyone turned and looked. Some people screamed. Other people laughed. No one seemed to know quite what to do. Finally, the engineer ran up to the dispatcher at the little train station.
"Get on the phone," he shouted. "That monkey loves the throttle."
And of course, he was right. Jerry had pushed the throttle as far as it would go. The train rattled and rumbled and picked up more and more speed until it was thundering across the plains. The monkey hooted with delight as the speedometer crept up from 50 to 60 to 70, all the way to 80 miles an hour before it maxed out in a thick red line. Behind him, the train and the people and the luggage and the cows were all still upset, clamoring in that great chugga-chugga-whoa-clatter-moo! Back at the station, Fuller the engineer had the central dispatcher on the phone.
"My train is out of control," he shouted. "You need to clear the tracks, you hear me? You need to clear the tracks!"
"Oh, sorry, sir. You said this is Fuller? How exactly is your train out of control?"
"There's a monkey driving it!"
"Are you calling yourself a monkey, sir?"
"No!"
Fuller shouted, flustered now.
"I'm a human! The monkey is driving the train without me!"
"Sir, that is quite dangerous!"
"I know!" the engineer said. "We need to clear the tracks! Put the other trains off the main line and the monkey'll run out of steam in an hour or so!"
"Okay," said the dispatcher. "All trains, please divert operations to another rail. We've got a code banana. That's right, a code banana."
"That can't be a real thing," said Fuller.
"A code banana," said another voice on the phone. A monkey driving a train? We'll clear the tracks!
I can't believe it's a real thing!
Back on the train, Jerry the monkey was clapping and chirping with joy.
Ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ah!
The train was going faster than ever, the wind rushing and roaring by, the throttle pegged all the way over. In back, he could hear the great chugga-chugga-whoa clatter-moo! The passengers, the luggage, and the cows must all be loving it too, he thought. Ahead, the main line of the railroad track stretched across plains. To Jerry, it seemed endless. But in the distance, there was a terrible accident brewing.
Fuller, said the dispatcher back at the station, we have an engine dead on the rails. I repeat, we have an engine dead on the rails.
What? Said Fuller, chest tight with fear. What do you mean, dead on the rails?
I mean there's a busted train stuck on the track, shouted the dispatcher. The monkey is going to crash right into it.
What do we do?
I don't know.
Maybe he can handle it, said Fuller. He's watched me drive his whole life.
He's a monkey.
What other hope do we have?
Well, I guess none.
So trust in the monkey.
Fuller ran out of the dispatch office and climbed up to the roof. In the distance, he could see his train speeding recklessly over the plains. Maybe a mile away, still and silent, was the busted train. The monkey had the speed cranked up and he was barreling towards it, steam whistles shrieking into the sun.
Come on, buddy, he said,
imagining his fuzzy best friend sitting on his stool.
Don't crash. Please, don't crash.
Inside the train, Jerry the monkey was having the time of his life. The wind was rushing, roaring by. The train was chugging, thumping along. The throttle was as far down as it could go, and the speedometer was stuck at 80, like it was glued there. All in all, the monkey thought his practice ride was going well, but then he glanced out the front window. Ahead, dead on the tracks, was another train. Jerry wasn't afraid. In his monkey mind, it never even occurred to him that crashing two trains together would likely hurt a whole heck of a lot. He did know that the engineer would be mad about it, though, and that was bad enough. What was that rhyme he had always said? Jerry thought back to his countless days on the stool, hanging out with Fuller as he... What was it again? The monkey was distracted by the constant chugga-chugga-whoa clatter-moo! Ahead, the busted train loomed huge and endless, but the monkey felt no fear. It never occurred to him that he might be hurt in a crash. He just knew that Fuller was his best friend, and he couldn't wreck up his train. Come on! What had the engineer always said? Something about a lever, the throttle? Oh, yeah!
Down throttle, latch shutton, pull lever, red button.
Back on the roof of the station, the engineer watched on as his train, trusty number 99, barreled down the track. It was closing in, nearly past the point of no return. He was going to lose his train, and worse than that, he was going to lose his friend.
Come on, buddy, he said.
Just...
He was cut off as the train let out a shriek so loud he could hear it miles away on the roof. Sparks kicked up along the tracks like fiery shooting stars.
That's the brakes! Fuller shouted. He's got the brakes on!
The train screamed down the rails. Red-orange sparks flew, and it started to slow down. From 80 to 70 to 60, but still flying down the tracks.
Come on, come on,
Fuller chanted to himself. Come on, come on, Jerry thought inside the train, his paws flying, his tail curled around a lever. The brakes ground and the steam billowed and the train and the passengers and the cargo and the cows went chugga-chugga-scree, ah, ker-slam, moo! And the gap between old number 99 and the broken train got smaller and smaller, and they seemed to rush together like two steaming silver bullets, and the monkey held the brakes for all he could, and the two trains got closer and closer and closer, and finally,
with a tiny, popping ping, they bumped together, as gentle as a kiss. No one was injured. Both trains were fine.
"He did it!" Fuller cried on his roof. "The monkey stopped the train!"
Everyone, from the town to the trail, started hollering and cheering. Jerry the monkey smiled in the locomotive. He'd made the engineer proud. He just knew it. And the engineer was proud, at least a little. Of course, he would have been more proud if the monkey hadn't started the runaway train to begin with, but, you know, no one's perfect. The end. Today's story was Monkey and the Engineer, an original story inspired by a song written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.